This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ricardo Garcia Sr. Date of birth is November the 5th, 1968. Case ID number is 388-2535. Date of examination, October the 20th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 7/26/22. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old married male with one child who presented to my office for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of a fractured pelvis, fractured bones, and internal bleeding secondary to being dragged under a truck. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was on September the 10th, 2021, where he was a truck driver for 8 years. He also worked at Plastic Injection Parts for another 4 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his wife in a trailer house and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, fractured pelvis, number two, fractured bones, and number three, internal bleeding, secondary to being dragged under a truck. History of allegations, number one and two, fracture pelvis, and other bones. The claimant states that on September the 10th, 2021, he was dragged under a truck and fractured his left hip and also the right hip with other small fractures secondary to this accident. He states the character of the pain is a dull, aching pain located in the lumbar sacral pelvic area, which radiates down to the left leg. The claimant went on to have a left open reduction internal fixation of the left and rib and right hip, but mostly of the left side, with good results. He also had an exploratory laparotomy performed for any kind of internal bleeding. His limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 15 minutes, sit for 45 minutes, lift approximately 15 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses all the time for stability. His daily activities include watching TV, sometimes making some food, and doing his physical therapy exercises. He states that he does not sleep during the day or do any kind of housework or go to the grocery store, as well as not helping with the laundry. His physician at this time is Dr. Saroja Viswanitra. That's V-I-S-W-A-N-I-T-R-A, who is his physical therapy and rehabilitation doctor. She denies seeing a chiropractor, but did receive physical therapy for 8 weeks. He is presently on gabapentin 300 milligrams TID and tramadol 100 milligrams QD for his pain. He states it has been reduced to 50 milligrams TID. The claimant states that they performed a large surgical scar on his abdomen, secondary to a possible internal bleeding. He does not recall if they found anything. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. As noted earlier, The claimant is able to walk one block slowly, stand for 15 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rails slowly, and bend over to pick up clothes. He states he cannot squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, button his clothes, and lift approximately 15 pounds above his head. He is unable to sweep at this time. He does have a cane that he uses for support that he uses all the time. And he does do his physical therapy exercises at home. Allegation number 3, internal bleeding. The claimant states that an exploratory laparotomy was performed, and he does not recall if any bleeding was found. He states that he did have nausea and vomiting, as well as constipation, and some melena and weakness, but he denies any diarrhea, hematemesis, or any kind of weight loss. He states he has actually gained 35 pounds in the last year. He is presently on famotidine, 20 milligrams QD, and his condition appears to be stable. Family history. His father died at the age of 69 from a myocardial infarction and hypertension. His mother is 80 and in good health, but she has had a coronary artery bypass surgery and has coronary artery disease. Medications. Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID. Vitamin C, 500 milligrams BID. Pericolase, 50 milligrams /8.6 milligrams, 2 tablets BID. Famotidine, 20 milligrams BID. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID. Hemocyte Plus, 1 POQD. Flomax, 0.4 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, urolithiasis, history of COVID-19, bilateral hip fracture, with fractures of the ribs, benign prostatic hypertrophy, major surgery, open reduction internal fixation of the left and right hip performed on September the 10th, 2021. History also of exploratory laparotomy performed on the same day. Social history. Tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. He states that he does drink 1 to 2 beers socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit. Weight 235 pounds. Height 5 feet, 5 3/4 inches. BP 158 over 117 mmHg. A second reading was taken, and it was 178 over 120 mmHg. After the physical exam, his blood pressure was 174 over 123 mmHg. He was told to follow up with his doctor or the emergency room as soon as possible. He states that he has not been taking his medication for high blood pressure. Pulse, 93 beats per minute. Respiration, 18 respirations per minute. General. This is a ...54-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress but appears to be somewhat anxious. He appears also to be a reliable historian and presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to Snell and Vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, and non-distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. The claimant has multiple surgical scars measuring 100 centimeters horizontally around his hip area that goes all the way to the back. He also has surgical scars going down to his leg, mid-hip area, and appears to have hardware in the left femur area that goes back to his buttock area. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a cane, that he uses to walk around the exam room with. He did not walk around without it during the time he was with us. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. The claimant was able to perform a heel-to-shin exam, and the lumbar spine was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms, especially of the left upper extremity, left lower extremity in the hip area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, but deformity is noted of the both hip areas where surgery was performed. There is slightly abnormal range of motion and sensory findings of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, but decreased in the lower extremities, especially on the left side. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees, and in the supine position was 40 degrees on the right side and 20 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with some difficulty. The claimant has no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate with some ontalgic gait noted. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive device, he requires a cane at all times for support. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms of the lower extremities. Muscle strength was +5/5 for the upper extremities and +4/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of both hips, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of both hips, where a open reduction in internal fixation was performed, as well as a laparoscopic exploratory exam. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk with some otalgic gait. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to deformity and bilateral hip pain. Probable diagnoses. Number one, fracture of the pelvis, and especially of the left hip area. Confirmed with physical examination and x-rays. The claimant does have some decrease in range of motion and appears to be uncomfortable, but is able to ambulate and functions at a fairly good rate considering his fractures. Fractures of other bones, including rib fractures. Normal physical exam at this time. They appear to be healed. Number three, internal bleeding. The claimant did have an exploratory laparotomy, and that problem appears to be stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ricardo Garcia Jr. Senior.